Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, nothing but American dream. Oh, 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 oh. It's my dream.
And welcome back to Mentoring Monday. I'm Rick Tocchini. Happy New Year to you all. It's 2019, and this is our called our annual checkup here at Mentoring Monday, and we're so glad to have back on the founder of Forward Women, Diane Patterson. Our conversation with Diane started many moons ago when we were helping to promote her fabulous book, Work, Love, and Pray, and now years later, we're going to talk about the great blessings that God has brought upon her organization and through all these mentors and proteges. Diane, welcome back to our show and Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Rick, and thank you so much. We are just so grateful for the partnership we've had with you and Blog Talk Radio, and it's just been a real blessing for everyone.
Well, we believe that as well. And every time we have one of your mentors on, Diane, we grow a little bit more with every show. So I think that my team is the first recipient of this. And you'd be surprised, Diane, what the words stated on Monday, how those kind of flow through the rest of the week, all the way out to thousands of proteges out there. And you know who you are that are listening right now. So we really appreciate that. And I think on today's show, you know, per your suggestion, why don't we take a step back and share some of the stories on how God is using these mentors and mentees out there?
Well, that'd be great, Rick. And we've just been very fortunate to have had a group led by Dr. Paul Penley, so a third-party research firm, do a phase one study of the Forward Mentor Program. And the four key outcomes that they identified were leadership was elevated, relationships were deepened, spiritual was integrated into all parts of the woman's lives, and confidence was heightened. And so I'm just grateful for the work that Dr. Penley did, because it really does mirror exactly what we hear. And I look forward to sharing some stories around that work, love, pray, and confidence part that he brought up, that we have some amazing stories as examples around all of those.
And in particular about this, the confidence and maybe self-esteem and taking all that wisdom forward. Let's hear some stories.
Well, I'll start out with confidence, since you keyed in on that first. And that was part of the reason that I felt like there was an organization like Forward needed in 2011 when we launched, is as I was in the corporate world and was in the global executive teams of two Fortune 500 companies, when I would go to some of the women who were very qualified and say, "Why are you not applying for this job?" They would look at me and say, "Diane, really? Do you think I could do it?" And that was when I knew we had to help women reach their God-given potential with confidence so they could share Christ's love in every part of their lives. And so I'm going to start with a story about Shelley. Shelley was one of my mentees. She worked for a real estate company in Washington, D.C. She was a rock star. And I happened to be on the senior team at the time that I was mentoring her. And they were talking about, well, who could be the successor to the president? And, you know, I was the only woman in the room, and I basically said, you know, this is obvious. It's Shelley. And they all kind of looked at me and stepped back and said, "You're right. She is the right person." So in that case, I was able to be her sponsor because I put myself on the line for her in a situation that nobody else was bringing her up. But when I went to Shelley and told her, Shelley, when you have your next conversation, you need to ask about becoming the COO. She said, really? Diane, do you think I'm really ready for that? And Shelley did become the COO of that company about 6 months later. So I just see that a lot of times we just need to be encouragers and just sharing with people what we see in them that they don't see about themselves so that they will believe it.
I think that's one of the beautiful blessings of what Forward Women has brought to the world, and that is being those extra eyes and ears and seeing something greater in the protege that they don't even see in themselves.
Yeah. So just have seen it a lot of times. And if you would like, Rick, I can move to sort of some specific stories around professional or work, a relational or love, and spiritual, we call pray.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Well, on the work side, I've just been really blessed to walk alongside Liz Bohannon, who is the founder of Seiko Designs. And if some of you haven't seen Liz's company, it's www.seikodesigns.com, and the story is there, and we have a video of an update on Liz's company. As of about 2 years ago, she was one of the examples at the Willow Creek Global Leadership Summit. But she and I had walked alongside each other since she was a speaker for Forward, one of our first four speakers in 2011, and we built this relationship, and as things would come up, she would ask me for people that might be able to help, and then she got to one in the summer of 2016. She said, Diane, we're ready for our first round of funding. And I said, Liz, I'm not going to be able to help you as an informal mentor with this, but I have an investment banker who has just said she wanted to be a mentor in our program. You need to apply. I will match you with Julie. And what God did with that relationship, Liz built this company of making sandals in Uganda in order to give women economic freedom. What happened with Julie mentoring Liz was she gave her access to three CEOs that were in the multi-level marketing business. And that access enabled Liz to learn from those three CEOs and totally change her business model. And in 2017, her fellows program tripled in size, enabling Seiko to have 100 of their women go to university in Kampala. And they're a for-profit entity, but they have that triple bottom line. So I just love that story about how God used Julie in Liz's life and just the impact on other women because of that in her work.
Yeah, that is so powerful. And that, folks, you can learn more about that. Again, you can go to, I think it's SSEKODesigns.com, and make sure and read about the women that have been empowered and changed forever. So that's what a beautiful example.
Yeah, it's a great story. And Liz is very passionate about helping women reach their potential also. So I'll move to love, which we were shocked when September of 2016, one of our local group leaders of our Dallas group, Heidi, received an email from a woman named Jennifer Johnson. And I should tell you, all these women have given us permission to share these stories. Are actually on video. So we tell our mentees and mentors that everything they share with each other will be held confidential unless they give us permission to share it. So all of these have given us permission. But Jennifer wrote Heidi an email, and Heidi sent it to me and said, you've got to read this. And basically, Jennifer said she had heard about her mentor program a year and a half before when I was speaking at an event. I didn't know it, but she was in the middle of a major marital dispute and was actually planning to file for divorce. She heard about our mentor program. She applied to the mentor program. Trina, who is our manager of the mentor program, paired her with a woman in Chicago by the name of Carolyn based on the application. But Trina had no idea that Carolyn also was a crisis counselor. As Jennifer and Carolyn got started, Carolyn identified huge abusive issues in their marriage and really counseled Jennifer to get into counseling with her husband. And so this video that she's done for us for our gala when we had Amy Grant was about how she had planned to file for divorce, and 18 months later she was in the healthiest marriage her marriage had ever been in the 28 years of marriage. And of course, even as I tell it right now, tears come to my eyes, but just seeing not only how God used our program, work with Jennifer and her husband, but also how God was divinely in that match, because we had no idea what was going on with Jennifer, and we had no idea that Carolyn was a crisis counselor. So that is just a great story of relationships deepened and improved, but also how God can do more than we can ever ask or imagine.
And that's exactly right. I mean, sometimes you walk into a mentoring situation and you hear what some would classify as superficial issues, and then you go way below into the tissue and muscles and you hear about the real issues that people have in life, and then you know that that mentor is going to have a powerful change and God's blessing you in so many ways. So, see, that's what happens at Forward Women. It's not about chance. I think it's providential.
Yes. Yeah, even this morning, Rick, I received an email, and she's already given me permission to share it, Ruth in Chicago. And she said, I've been telling everybody about this amazing mentor program and the incredible God-given connection between my mentor and myself. So, you know, I think the great thing is the women in it also understand that this is not all about us. This is about God being in the middle of it, most importantly.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Tell our listeners where they can find out more information and possibly be a part of this blessing that you're describing with Forward Women.
Sure. And I'm going to just share one quick one around pray, because I didn't get to the spiritual. So we had a woman, because you can be in our mentor program no matter where you are, because we do it virtually. Some people have a chance to meet face-to-face, but this woman was in Hong Kong, and she was mentored by Marley in Portland, Oregon. And she said, when I started this mentor program, Jesus was in my head. Marley helped me move Jesus to my heart. And I thought that was just so profound, the way she said that, and how we all desire that. So to your question, if you are interested in being a mentor, and I can tell you everybody out there could be a great mentor. And if you're interested in being a mentee or a mentee, go to www.4wordwomen.org And then when you go to the site, click on Mentor Program, and then you will see, as it's described, there's a place where you click to get a application to be a mentee, and then farther down, there's a place where you can click to get an application to be a mentor.
Fantastic. Diane, I want to run over by a couple of minutes here and ask you this critical question. So many people listen to this show, and there are countless number of people out there that say, I am not worthy to be a mentor. I don't know enough. What would you say to those people today?
I would say, God made you special. We're told in the Bible we were all uniquely knitted in the womb in the way that he wanted us to be. And so you do have something to give others, and it is the number one thing. We have a closing call at the end of every class. Our new mentors say every time, I didn't think I had value to give to Rick until I was a mentor in this mentor program.
So powerful. Thank you, Diane, for that. And we want to have you back on more than once a year, but we know you're busy. But it's great to catch up with you. And may God bless forward women this year and in the coming years as well. And I love hearing the testimonials and the real stories. And we'll continue to enjoy every Monday with forward women and the wonderful leaders that Diane has brought forth for us. Thanks again, Diane, and blessings to you and your fantastic team.
Rick, thank you. We are so honored and humbled to do this with you, and we wish you the blessings of 2019.
Thank you, dear. We appreciate it. That was Diane Pattison, founder of Forward Women, and author of one of our favorite books, Work, Love, Pray, and also Be Refreshed is a book that she also wrote recently. We sure thank everybody who's involved with that tremendous team. And thanks to our ongoing sponsor, Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards, for their wonderful support of this show and others here on the Life Lessons Network. You can go to gracefully-yours.com to purchase their encouragement cards, and they have developed encouragement cards for mentors and mentees as well. So it really falls right in line with this. Remember that mentorship is a lifestyle. It's not one of those one-off things. Folks, if you're thinking about it, cross over the line and consider sharing your wisdom with someone who needs it this year. You'd be surprised what you know and how much you have to share. I'm Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us. As we always say here, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a great week.